Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey everyone, you are tuning into the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Voice. Tonight we're going to be chatting about the first live shows and our top 12, so make sure you stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Voice. Tonight, like I said, we are chatting about our first live show, which is very exciting. We had some big eliminations we are going to get into, but...
So sad.
But for now, first, I am your host. My name is Danny Golub. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Golub. Fellow co-host, where can they find y'all?
I'm Russell Ray. You can find me at Instagram and Twitter at Russell Ray Silva.
I'm Lena Nori. You can find me all over the internet at Lena Nori.
And I'm Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at MaithaCreo_.
And we have a special guest from the Voice panel last year back in town from New York. Allie Bailey is joining us. Where can they find you on social media?
Thanks for having me back. My name's Allie Bailey. You can find me on social media, AllieBailey_1.
For everyone watching live, Allie's going to be in the live chat. So if you have questions, please hit her up there and she will make sure we get them. And we will answer any questions you guys have. But let's get into this first episode. Live shows are very exciting. Everything is up for grabs, and like we could see with Adam Cunningham's performance, people even make mistakes on live television, which is crazy to watch. But let's just get right into it. We could talk about his performance first. He sang Phil Collins' Against All Odds. He's on Team Adam. I love this song, and it was really one of my favorite performances from him, but it's unfortunate that he messed up. It brought him down to the bottom two against John Merrow. Did you guys have any thoughts about, like, messing up on live camera? I know Adam, his coach, said, you know, this stuff happens. It happens to all of us. Yeah. What'd you think?
I think it's how you come up from it. So everyone's going to make mistakes. And there's been performers through all of time that make mistakes at their concerts. So for Adam, he is definitely one of my favorites. I am surprised, though, that he would still be around and then John would go home. And it's not because I think that Adam isn't as good as John. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's people that have stuck around that I don't think should be around. But in terms of if we're just going to stick to Adam and his mistake, I think it's very normal. I think it actually kind of humanizes him. And it's just how he came from it. So the fact that, I mean, until you mentioned it, I really didn't notice it until Adam said something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That means that he did an excellent job of kind of just keeping it going. Yeah.
I didn't notice either that he made a mistake until Adam brought it up.
Same.
So I think as a coach, you really shouldn't bring up any mistakes.
I know. I agree.
It's like, why are you doing that? You know, like, people are putting their best foot forward and you're going to go and say something like that? Like, no.
I think he's trying to
push it, Adam. Don't say anything.
Address it, I think.
Like, bring it from him, like, just staying in his head, you know? Because you beat yourself up about things over and over. We do. As human beings. So he was probably like, don't worry, everyone makes mistakes, instead of like thinking that he might have been hard on himself inside himself, like, oh, I can't believe I messed up, I'm gonna get eliminated, like, oh, I don't even want to stand here right now, blah 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 blah.
Who was the one on Jennifer's team that messed up the first two times or whatever that he wouldn't see? Like, this isn't the first time this season that we've even seen like some big mistakes.
Oh, he got saved.
He got saved, but he's not here anymore.
I forget his name,
but like, this isn't the first time this season we've seen it. But while we're talking about our bottom two, let's talk about John Merrow, who last week we all had as our front runner winner.
That's so shocking.
Crazy.
I'm
honestly shocked. He sang Majors, Why I Love You. Like, even on his first note, you could hear his range. I was like, wow, this is so good. I forgot how good Adam's team was. Yeah. Like, I'm shocked he left.
I am too.
It's clearly an example of when it transitions into the viewer's hands, you really don't have control.
Mm-hmm.
I think all the judges were shocked by him, A, being in the bottom two, and then B, obviously being eliminated. And, you know, as I told you guys, I was on the carpet with him yesterday interviewing the top 12. He is the best personality. His, like, energy, his vibe, the way he dresses. And it's like the judges say, he is the full package.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I definitely would not have said he would have been the first one to go out of the top 12. Like, this, that's very shocking.
This performance reminded me, like, I just closed my eyes and I pictured this in a Disney movie. Like, his falsetto, I was like, oh my gosh, I can hear this, like, in Disney, and I can hear it. Like, I was like, this guy's going to go far and he's going to get a deal. And now he's just eliminated.
You know what? He did a really good job, but this was a challenging song for him. Like, he sounded very good. He sounded very good, but you can tell, like, this was something he wanted to challenge himself with. And it's a challenge. It's a challenging song. So he was trying to be perfect with those notes and everything. And do I think he deserves to go home? No. Was it, in reality, was it a challenging song? And was he having issues reaching those notes? Somewhat. You know, here and there, but he's a great singer.
Remember when Hunter Blake went home last season and I was, like, broken? And I don't know if you guys watched last season, but there was a guy named Hunter who, like, got out way too early. I swear he should have won. Like, I feel similarly to him as I do about John. Like, I don't know. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's interesting because once it gets to live performances, it's about who has gained the most fans and following up until this point through the show.
That's
true. And so he might have just not have done, a good enough job of having, like, the audience and the viewers and the fans, like, really get to know his personality.
It's hard to compete against someone like, we can talk about him now, Noah Mack, who has already over 50,000 followers on Instagram. Like, half because of his talent, which it genuinely is there, but also because he is this, like, heartthrob teenage boy that all the girls love, and, like, everyone's turning up to vote for him. He last night sang Coldplay's Speed of Sound, Team Jennifer. He is, like, so cute, but also so good. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Coldplay, and for me to think that someone did Coldplay justice is a big deal, I think. Mm-hmm. Did you guys like his performance?
Yeah, he keeps getting better and better as time goes on. And I think you mentioned this, too, as we were watching today. Yeah. You're like, he just keeps on getting better. And I totally agree, because if you compare it to the last performance that he had last week, like, that was a big come-up itself. And then this week, you know, that he just stepped up his game even more. I'm like, oh my gosh, what else is there to expect? Like, this guy is, like, giving me life.
He's actually so shy in person.
Really? Is he really?
Like, he can barely say anything.
On the carpet?
Like, unbelievable. The whole rest of the team was all about it. And they kept referring to him. His own teammates called him Miss America's Sweetheart. I think, like, everyone on the show kind of knows that America loves him, and now that it's in the hands of the viewers, he's gonna go farther. But it's crazy, once you actually talk to him and you see their personalities aside from the stage, he's just very quiet, he's very shy, very well dressed, has the great hair, the leather jacket.
Him
but then
and Cheyenne
again
are the youngest, I think, there
yeah.
right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely the youngest, but I'm still shocked about the John thing.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to say he's America's sweetheart, I would say that John overall, in my opinion, was the best overall,
like, full package.
Artist, full package. Style, charisma, the way he is on stage, the way he dances. That's just so confusing to me.
I know.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some people who I feel like should have went home last night that didn't.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring one of them.
We'll
up.
Get to them.
We'll throw some shade.
You like Noah, though.
I do
you
like said. Noah. I do like Noah, and I was going to say last night's performance was chart quality, I feel.
He hit his notes very well. Can you check who was on the top charts?
He did a good job.
Yeah.
And he's been stepping up the plate every single week.
I'm
and
curious
last night that's
time.
What the recording art sounds like. It sounds like him last night. So good job for him.
You know all the little girls at home that like Edward Cullen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they like the vampire shows voting for him on their mom's tablet, their dad's tablet, their cousin's tablet.
I'm curious, like, who of these from last night, because now it's to the point where their votes are 10 times by the top 10 on iTunes. So I'm curious as to if any of them made it.
So Addison is at number 12 right now.
Oh, so she must have been in the top. Let's talk about her. Addison Agin. She is Team Adam. She sang Sarah Bareilles, She Used to Be Mine. She was in that amazing, like, romper pantsuit situation. Yeah. She looked great. It wasn't my favorite performance from her personally. I think she's really talented. And Carly Webster, who was here a few weeks ago, like, raved about her and was like, this girl needs to win. So I believe that she's really talented. I just don't feel like I've, like, seen it from her yet.
Yeah, I have a hard time understanding her vibe. Mm. Like, her style. I don't get it. I don't know what lane she's trying to stick on.
She's also very shy. I think it's because she's young and shy.
Yeah. She's really young, too. Is she also, like, 16?
Yeah, she's 16. She's super shy. Yeah, she looks so cute in her little red jumper. Poor girl, though. First, it was cute because she was, like, blending into the carpet. She was getting pushed off the carpet so quickly because they have a time crunch for a curfew.
Right. Yeah.
So she was, like, the first one on. She wasn't even allowed to really talk that much. But she's very shy. But you have to understand, I was thinking about this yesterday. They're 16 years old. Can you imagine us at 16?
Oh, no. I couldn't even, like,
I would have been
talk to my friends.
Like, me at 16, I'd have nothing to say. I'd be staring at the camera like, oh, is it my turn to talk?
They must be media trained. Are they media trained? Allie also worked at NBC, so she, like, worked with the voice people. Do they give them, like, media training with these kids, or?
I don't remember. I think definitely some sort of like social guideline.
Yeah, I know they have social media training, but I wonder if it's like, are they just thrown on the carpets, like letting the wolves out?
They have a guardian, a parent or guardian with them if they're under 18.
I know,
and
but
they
like,
have stricter hours.
Yeah,
they were following those rules.
Really?
Like,
yeah, sure.
Videographers weren't even there yet, and she was coming down the carpet. They're like, she's got to go.
Oh no,
they have school. Yeah, like a lot.
But I think she's not secure in herself yet, and that's what maybe you're saying, and I agree, is that because she's so young. I think her voice is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But why we haven't seen her in her own element is that she's so young. Like, what is your element? Me at 16, she's doing a lot more than I was doing at 16.
But I feel like Cheyenne, at least she gives me something.
Yeah, we could
Addison, like Cheyenne. Go ahead.
Like, Cheyenne, like, she gives... Oh, I lost my train of thought. No, I'm saying, like, Cheyenne is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And so, for her, I get a vibe as to what lane she's trying to stick on. Like, I can see her sing all these different elements and stay in, like, different... Singing, like, different genres. But for Addison, I can't.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that you say that because every week I haven't remembered her performances.
I was just going to say the same thing.
She's always good.
Yeah.
But I can't remember the past performances. And last night, I really feel like the performances she gave was a Grammy performance. It was captivating.
That
was captivating, but she keeps, you know, she keeps...
Did you just give somebody a compliment?
Dabbing. I did.
Wow. Someone take a note that he's finally...
I hope you guys recorded that.
Simon Cowell, sign him, though.
Simon Cowell, sign her. No, but I really thought it was a Grammy performance. But
that's crazy.
You know, but... Will I remember it next week? I don't know.
She said her dream collaboration would be Whitney Houston, may she rest in peace, Mariah Carey, and then she said someone else, and it was so funny. I literally looked at her and I said, that's exactly like her mesh. Mm-hmm. Like, if you took those three singers together and you mixed them together, mm-hmm. I feel like that's exactly what we get. But even with her, I still think because she's young, I don't see, like, her.
Maybe she's just, like, dabbling to see which one is her best lane.
No, I mean, I give them props at that age to even have any kind of idea of what's going on in life, but...
She must be doing something right because she's in the top 12.
True. She's what I will say about this episode as a whole is, like, great song choices tonight. And, like, we really did see good talent. I feel like we're at a point now in the competition where, like, I'm actually seeing people grow and thrive. And I feel like we're getting to know each of them a little bit more as an artist.
Yeah.
I feel like Between the Blinds and now, like, for the Knockouts and Battles, I kind of got lost this season a little bit more than I usually do. I didn't, like, have any favorites, or I did, and then they would go home, and, like, it was kind of confusing compared to last season and the seasons before.
You know who's really good at that I noticed yesterday was Brooke Simpson.
Yeah.
Because for her, like, in the, you know, before we had the live performances, I felt like she was a little frigid, and she was really shy. And then yesterday when, you know, they gave a sneak peek of, like, when she went back home and, like, Miley was talking about, like, her Instagram and showing a lot more of her personality, I was like, okay, this is the type of girl that she is. Like, I'm glad that they're showing the side of her.
She sang Praying by Kesha. And to be honest, I never say this, especially on The Voice, but, like, she sang it better than Kesha. Like, you never, like, hear, like, oh, that person did it better than the actual artist.
Sang it better than Kesha.
Like, I think she sang about it. Kesha is a good singer.
I'm not saying... what I'm saying is Kesha's not a good singer.
No, I know. But like
that's what
I'm saying.
But she's saying, like, she sings it better than
I'm saying, like, better than the radio version. Like, and that's all, like, touched up, edited. Like, live performance, she was better than, like, what I've heard of this actual song on the radio, which is so rare, because usually I'm like, well, are you sure you want to sing a song that's on the radio right now? Are we going to want to buy both versions?
It's definitely risky.
It is. It's like, you have to, like, as a listener, be like, do I want Kesha's version and Brooke's version on my iPhone at the exact same time?
I'm on Brooke's version.
I want Brooke's version.
Such a good energy. And I loved her outfit. She was killing in that little white...
Very groovy vibe.
Jumpsuit corset. Her energy was on point yesterday. I know she just had a really good performance, and that's why she was just coming off of it. But I like her vibe.
I think she has one of the purest voices of the competition.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I really like her.
She's very authentic.
Speaking of a...
And she got it from Mama.
Speaking of, like, amazing style and knowing who they are, Chloe gave me life last night. That suit she was wearing, I need it, like, now. It also, like, matched the background. It was so cool. She looked so...
It was too, like, coordinated.
It was really cool. She, like, looked awesome. I feel like I was at her concert for, like, a hot second there.
The song choice.
She sang Thank You. Her voice, like, broke a few times. Mm-hmm. You didn't like it, I'm telling. I can tell by your face right now.
Didn't.
I love this song, so maybe I gave her a leg up for me. But, like, her voice broke, but it almost felt intentional. Like, it almost felt like it was, like, good craft.
That's a hard song. You really gotta...
I thought it was the weakest performance.
Yeah, Dido. You can't.
No, yeah. Don't
I for
say
sure
that.
Thought it was the weakest.
I was actually. Yeah. I will be honest. I was shocked weakest. She was not in the save, just because I don't think it was as powerful as Adam and John's, but. I love her. I think she's awesome. I like want to be her friend.
I do too.
I will tell you one thing though. That outfit slayed, and she had that perfect like pink rose gold eyeshadow.
She's so cool.
So I will say that I was more into everyone's outfits yesterday than I was the competition.
Yeah, she was awesome. Do you know who else felt like really professional for me? Speaking of like Grammy level performances, Ashlyn Craft made me feel like I was at Stagecoach. Like she not only like had the guitar, dropped it, and was like, "All right, guys, like let's go." She was. Owning the stage, owning the whole, like, shaking people's hands. You're laughing. You hated her?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of
her. Oh, my God, I loved it.
And everyone that you love right now, I'm just not liking.
I literally hated her vocally. I totally lost Ashlyn vocally.
I'm not saying she didn't do a good job, and I actually put that in my notes. I put, maybe the mic was too low, but I wasn't registering her voice until the end of the song after the, like, instrumental was gone.
I felt like I was at Stagecoach.
It was too powerful.
Really?
I've
like
never
that?
Been to Stagecoach, but oh. Like I thought she was. I felt like I've like only recently adopted country music into my life, and like she made me love it even more.
I want to watch this back and see as she gives someone a compliment, his facial expressions and vice versa.
Well, because like Addison, like I was like not here for her, but like you're telling me she's winning a Grammy.
No, I'm saying her performance was Grammy wise. Like
what is
if
Grammy-wise
if you were at the Grammys and you were performing, that's something that you would want to hone in and focus on.
Okay,
that's the kind of performance.
I'll say this.
She captivated me for the moment.
I love all the top 12. Okay, I think that all the top 12 to actually deserve to be there, because I know in the beginning of the season we're kind of all looking at each other.
Yeah, like what's going on?
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
There's been so much evolution and so much growth. I definitely do not think John should have gone home. I'm not saying someone else should have gone home in his place, because I don't want to say that, because I think everyone deserves to be there right now and everyone's giving their full potential.
That's because you met them yesterday.
No.
So that establishes a relationship. Once you meet with them, that establishes...
No, because I met... What was his name? Alex, right? Alex?
Adam.
Adam. No, not Adam.
Anthony?
I met Anthony. Oh, I think he's as sweet as pie. I think he has an incredible voice. I know he was all gung-ho about Adam, but I see him coming back on another season after he's grown a little bit more comfortable in himself.
He was really nervous.
So I said, you know, some of the younger ones, they do need, I feel like they're kind of have that Anthony vibe where they don't quite know what their niche is. But I do not think that John should have gone home.
Oh, no.
But I do think that Monday's episode, there was a lot of people taking songs that were out of their comfort zone. Maybe they should have
chose
a different song.
I don't think they get to choose. Yeah. Do they? I mean, I think that they're like coaches/producers might choose for them, or they get.
Yeah.
I think they mentioned when they were here that they get to like submit some options, and then it's selected for them from those options.
You better submit some good options.
Yeah, too.
Like Dido is hard. I'm sorry, Dido.
Yeah, Dido
like,
is really hard. It really is. I'm going to talk about someone now who I guarantee you we're all going to agree on. Okay, Cheyenne was awesome last night,
okay.
And like if you don't think she was awesome, then I'm
waiting
up.
For it.
I give up. No, she was great. She sang Mariah Carey's "Vision of Love." She's on Team Jennifer. Like, I think that this girl has potential to top two, at least. She looked gorgeous. She sounded gorgeous. Like, full package for her. She's 15 years old. Like, I get, like, 25-year-old vibes from her. I don't know how she's 15. She seems really mature.
She's so mature for her age. She reminds me of Beyonce mixed with Mariah Carey, like, blended in together.
And then she said Whitney Houston.
And
so it's pretty much exactly what you give us.
Maybe not so much Whitney, but definitely Mariah. And then those high notes that she was hitting.
Her whistle note.
Yeah.
That came out of nowhere. I was like, are you serious?
What
right
in the world? She sounds just like Mariah Carey.
I really feel like she's going to be Kelly Price of our generation.
Oh.
Like,
I think
of the younger generation.
So you
would say
her.
She'd be Beyonce.
Yeah, I liked her.
Okay, okay. So we agree on one. I know.
I honestly think she has the most potential out of anybody in the competition.
Yeah.
But that still means there's room for her to grow. That doesn't mean, to me, she's, like, number one. I definitely think she's in the top. And I think if anybody can get the growth out of her, her judge can. Mm-hmm. It's hard because I get what you're saying now. Like, once you meet them, you feel very, like,
It's
hard to say what
them.
You really feel, but yeah, because you get to meet them. But with her, I think she has a lot more growing to do.
Right.
As a performer.
But I think that that's like she's
But that's
15.
An amazing thing.
She's at a great start, though.
Listen, to be capped out is a problem. If you have growth, especially at such a young age.
Yeah, like I think that she has like that, what you call the Simon Cowell factor. Like someone needs to come snatch her up. She is so young and so talented. Yeah. Like, I still have a problem with, like, the voice in general with not making, like, a big celebrity yet. You know what I mean? Like, we have a few. We have Jordan Smith. We have Allison Porter. We have, you know, Raylan is pretty big. But, like, there's no Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson, like, Carrie Underwood. Yeah. And so many of these kids are deserving. Like, someone like Cheyenne deserves to, like, have her own tour after this, but the voice.
What do you guys
do
think
that.
The reason is for that? That's actually a good
even
point.
AGT like
maybe it's just
had Grace
time.
VanderWaal, and she's a way bigger star than anyone from The yeah. Voice has ever come.
I think it's the hits. Like you have to come out with hits. You can't just be like a one hit wonder. And for Kelly Clarkson, it was really hard because she had like a low point, and then she came back up, and then she stayed up with her songs and just like being on the top charts. But one thing about Cheyenne too is that I noticed that the two backup singers. They went on stage with her, and I guess it was like a minute or something, and then they just turned around and left the stage. And I'm like, yes. I'm like, this girl is owning the stage on her own. Like, she yeah. does not need backup singers or dancers or anything.
It's got to be either somebody with a really, really, really strong vocal or somebody like Noah that is a package. Mm-hmm. He is right. America's sweetheart. Those little girls
We've
at home are going to
the
sit there
like
and
that.
Order his... iTunes it.
We have, like, on season 9, Zach Sebo. I've brought him up before. He reminds me a lot of Noah. He, like, is very cute and had the voice and had everything. And, like, I have no idea where he is right now.
You know what? I actually read this a while back. And a lot of the contestants said that there was not the PR that they wished that they had behind them.
Like, after?
Mm, really?
Yeah, because, like, I know Darby Ann Walker from a couple seasons ago. Remember her?
Two seasons, yeah.
Yeah, 2 seasons ago. She was, like, really big on Team Miley and has, like, I don't know, maybe like 80,000 followers and stuff. And she's getting more gigs right now, like in acting and movies and TV. She was like on an episode of Girl Meets World and was like in a movie now and is getting more stuff like that than she is actually singing from The Voice.
So if you're naming all the people that we said, we're talking about years and years ago. It's probably just because there's so many singing shows.
Maybe.
And then America's...
America's Got Talent.
American
like,
Idol's back on AmericasNetwork.org or something like that. So now there's all these shows, and even the talent shows have become still singing shows.
Yeah, I mean, I did AGT this year, and it was all singers. Well, and our whole panel was pissed off because we're like, okay, like where's like a comedian or a magician or something? Like, I feel like I'm watching 10-year-old singers all day.
What is the
I'm serious?
What is the price tag on The Voice winner? What do they get?
I don't think they get money. I think they get a recording contract, and like. They get, like...
I think they get a little bit.
They get,
like,
they get a trophy that looks like this.
It's like a few thousand, right?
Wait, I think more than that. I don't remember how much. Maybe 100,000.
And then American Idol was pushing at the beginning a $1 million contract.
Ooh.
So that's there's your PR.
You
want to
know what it is?
$1 million.
You want to know what it is? I actually know what it is, and you've been saying it all along. American Idol and America's Got Talent. What do those two shows have that The Voice doesn't?
American?
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell.
Simon's a legend. Come on. He's just...
I love Simon.
Simon, you need to start signing hosts. And start with me, okay?
Anything he puts his hands on turns into gold. Anything. Yep.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean...
He's like Magic Johnson.
I just realized that.
He's American Idol. He should have... Instead of, like, having Katy Perry be on that panel, like, Simon Cowell should have jumped on it.
Well, he's got X Factor. Like, X Factor, think about that. Look who came out of that. Like, Fifth Harmony and One Direction. And, like, so
Leona Lewis, too.
Yeah, so all the shows that he touches. That's the problem with The Voice.
The new network is probably his network, and Simon just doesn't want to put his name on it. Because American Idol's back.
It's on ABC. It's going to be on ABC.
Yeah, next month.
Really? No, it's at America's Network? Or is that just, like, what they're calling ABC?
It's ABC.
Yeah. Okay.
American Broadcasting Channel is, I think, what it says. Yeah.
Okay, I just Googled it. Okay. The winner of The Voice gets a record deal and, like you said, $100,000 prize.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which probably after taxes comes out to like $5. So,
and you like blow it. They probably blow it in like a couple months, like the lottery.
It's like, I'm getting a Range Rover. And it's like,
yeah, I'm going to buy a house for my mom.
A recording contract, like, with who, though? Like, because I know, like...
Chels M90 in the chat just said with Universal Music Group.
Universal Music? Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty legit.
It is, but look at how many other artists that they gotta push behind them that already have successful careers.
I just, like, think about some of these people that are, like, such an easy... Like, Allison Porter, who was on Curly Sue and one season, I think it was 10 of The Voice... She, like, is the full package. She, like, came in and out of rehab and has, like, reinvented her life. Like, I don't remember her.
She has a really inspiring story.
She does, and she has the most amazing voice, was a clear winner from the very, very first blind audition that she did. And, like, why is she not a huge star right now? She's so talented, like, more talented than a lot of the people I hear on the radio. I don't know why she's not, like, you know? I don't know.
I'll tell you one thing. American Idol's winners this year are going to be Disney Channel stars, pretty much.
Yeah, because they're ABC. Yeah, it's going to be a 16-year-old.
So, like,
Cheyenne maybe should have rethought where she went.
Come on, Cheyenne.
Can you imagine, like, Simon Cowell having a Noah?
Yeah, oh, he would.
Like, he would kill it with Noah.
The
Jonas
and, like,
Brothers meets, what's the other boy
One
band?
Direction. One Direction.
Meets One Direction, turned into Justin Timberlake, his own Vegas show.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Power
speaking of...
I need to meet his friend.
Me too.
She's like, I need to meet Simon.
I need to meet Simon.
Well, let's talk about someone else who we had here, actually. We had Keisha Renee, who I, like, love her. Keisha, sorry if I'm pronouncing her name wrong. Absolutely loved her here, and like now that I'm seeing her on stage, it's crazy like how quiet and humble she was when she was here versus on stage. She is like a queen.
She's a powerhouse.
She sang Trisha Yearwood's Midnight Train to Georgia, Team Blake. I'm feeling more and more of the soul country that we talked about. We like gave her a genre last week because she thinks she's country. Everyone else thinks she's soul. Like, why not just embrace soul country? That is exactly what this performance was for me.
I kind of wanted to X out the country. Like, I get
you just
it. Like,
think
the
she's soul?
No, the background was like it made a country.
Yeah,
but like
her voice wasn't though.
What she gave me, it was excellent. It was like Gladys Knight when Gladys Knight sang that song. Yeah. But what she gave me is how Whitney Houston took "I Will Always Love You" from Dolly Parton and made it into her own. I think that's what she did equivalent wise. But she kind of stayed in the soul.
Yeah.
More, but they just kind of changed the instrumental.
I want to see her sing more country.
I want to see her just kill it, like
a Blake Shelton song.
I want to see her first concert at Knott's Berry Farm is what I want to see. But like,
she
I want
better than Knott's Berry.
Well, it doesn't get more country than Red.
That's true.
Yeah.
I like Red.
I like Red.
I think he's
Red saying I'm going to butcher the name. Shenandoah's The Church on Cumberland Road. Yeah. I literally wrote professional sounds like he's already performing like on stages in Nashville.
I was just going to say that he is like an artist. Like,
he really
is. Aside from the voice, he is an artist.
Yeah, like I don't, you know why you were saying like Cheyenne has so much potential and room to grow? It's like Red's at his top of his game. Like, I don't think he could get any better or any worse than he is right now, which is not a bad thing because he's at the top of the top, but like, I think that he reminds me of Sundance, who's won the show before, who just, like, kind of cruised through the whole show.
That's
just
how,
like,
he's going to be.
He's going to, like, maybe win, just, like, sliding by.
That's funny that you say that, because I'm like, when I wrote my notes, there's nothing more or less to say about him. Like, he's going to be fine with or without the voice. Like,
that's true.
He's good.
So, like, every
week. Red, if you want to leave now, just kind of take off. He'll be fine.
Question for you guys, because I think I even talked about this in the first couple episodes, and then, like, as we're talking about the younger bees, is it more important to have the ability to grow or to already be an artist? Because I feel like Red is an artist. To me, like, somebody like Red should win.
So was John. John was an artist.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm upset that he went home.
Yeah. He did, because he was pushing the limits with the song. Red is also already matured in his age, and it's as a male, when you get to a certain age, your voice matures to a certain level, and that's it.
Why not give Red a challenge, though, when it comes to a song?
Yeah, I wanted to sing something out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, because
I agree.
He's
Dido.
With a guitar. He's always He's always with his guitar, and he feels so comfortable.
He's in his
safe.
Comfort zone.
Yeah, and it's just, and he's always singing country songs, like, let's try something different.
Don't you feel like everyone's nervous and Red's not nervous at all? Like, I feel like all these people are, like, shaken.
Yeah.
And Red is like, yeah, whatever, I'll just do this and I'm going to go home and have a nap. Like,
or, like, have like, a beer in his hand.
Yeah.
He's like, chilling.
He's like, I love country, I love God, and I love my family.
Yeah,
I feel like he's a missed legend.
That's
like,
true. Yeah.
If he would have came out 20 years ago, we would have liked him just as much. But, like, he should have been with them. Like,
he's bringing back old country. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what everyone likes about him, is country's kind of transitioning into, like, more of, not everyone, but there's, like, more mainstream. There's, like, people, like, merging the barriers. Yeah. And then here you have Red. Just whiskey lullaby, old school.
And you know what?
Classic country.
So many of the people that watch The Voice are exactly, like, looking for Red. You know what I mean? Like, it's so much of, like, middle America, like, loves this show and shows up for these country artists, and, like, he's exactly what they're looking for, so he's going to continue to get votes. He's going to continue to stick around.
Yeah.
I think that people like Noah, even though we think he's getting a lot of votes, like, has a bit of a harder time because it's, like, I, for one, I'm going to admit this right now, I forgot to vote last night, and, like, I probably would have voted for Noah, but I was, like, doing a million things. Like, that's why John went home. I'm sorry, John, it's probably my fault. But, like, no, I'm just saying,
he's
it's,
so
like,
good, though. I can't,
like,
believe John.
I don't know if, like, all the kids are voting in the same way as, like, the moms are. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, because it's, like, the voice demographic, like, really is, like 40s. Like, I think it's a little bit, skews a little bit higher. I think a lot of the people that are younger watch it on, like, YouTube and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time they watch it, like, the voting session's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, like, I suppose they could still buy their stuff on iTunes, which helps, but it doesn't help right off the bat.
I was watching a study. It was on YouTube and, like, the demographics of YouTube and how child stars get so many high reviews, like the kids that do like unboxings and stuff.
Yeah.
And they are more active on social media, and they're more active when it comes to like voting on these shows.
I don't even know how to vote. Like, the voting for this show though is like, you have to like download an app and do this and that. It's like, it's more challenging than just like buying a song.
I do think someone like Noah would have the advantage of those younger girls that are at home. They're on YouTube, they're streaming it.
Yeah. You know who Noah reminds me of? Remember Mark Isaiah from last season? Mm-hmm. It's like very similar to that, but Mark didn't make it. How far did he make it? Top 10?
Maybe eight or ten.
Yeah, like I think that like you reach a plateau with someone like that where it's like they're like very cute and very talented, but like are the Reds gonna just take the lead?
I think Red's awesome, and it's not because I really like his personality in person too. I just think he's so great. But I agree, he's in his comfort zone, and like the quote says, there's not really much room for growth when you're in a comfort zone. But he's just all around. If this wasn't The Voice and I didn't say The Voice on stage, I would think I'm watching the CMAs, like a country artist.
Totally.
I feel like him and... Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I feel like him and Blake are like best friends.
Yeah.
They're like, so similar.
They're literally just hanging out.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, do you think that he's reached a plateau or he's just mastered his craft?
I think he's just mastered.
He's so when it comes to country.
Confident in who he is. Like, even when he talks, it's exactly like what you said. He's just, hey, this is me.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, I think it's interesting because they take people like, you know... any of these people, like John, for example, who went home, like they forced him out of his comfort zone and made him sing this very challenging song that I guarantee you he didn't pick for himself.
No.
Yet Red is like cruising along, singing the same. To be honest, if you played all 10 of Red's performances for me right now, I wouldn't be able to decipher one from them. They're all the same. Yeah. And they're all amazing, but they're all the same.
They're all the same.
Didn't Russell, you said that you didn't like John's song, right?
No, no, no. The song that it pushed him out of his comfort zone.
It extended his vocals so much, and it looked like he was just
And it was a challenge for him.
Yeah. I like
because you could see that it was a challenge for him.
Yeah,
I think last week was John's best performance. Yeah. Honestly, like the winning performance.
Yeah,
I'll tell you something though. Really, I do not think the voters at home are sitting there on their first opportunity to vote and basing it off that performance. I feel like that happens at the end. They've just been waiting for what now? 6 weeks? 6 weeks, right? Because it's episode. 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
Yeah, we talked about this last season. Like, do you vote at this point based on the one performance?
Who they or like?
They're not who you like. They're waiting.
They're not voting based off the performance. Later on down the line, I feel like when it gets to like top three,
I think the closer it gets to the end,
stick with their
they
person.
Pick their person. Like I was like Team Hunter last year. Like I didn't care if Hunter had the worst performance of his life. I was so here for him that I was gonna vote. Like I think once it gets to the live shows. People are like in with their one person, and that's it. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what happened yesterday. It didn't matter if someone messed up or not. Everyone knew who they were going to pick.
Well, maybe that's the issue with The Voice and how come no one's become so successful is because if you're stuck on one person and you're voting them all the way through, are you really going to buy their album if they're not that good?
That's how American Idol is too, though.
No, but American Idol, you get to vote from like a very early stage. It's what, like 24?
Or
like
something. Well, I don't know if the game is changing now that it's on ABC. But
none of us even know what it's going to be like.
They were letting people vote on... Contestants.
Oh, during the AMAs.
Yeah, during the AMAs.
I'm watching the AMAs trying to sit in peace and quiet. And it's like, well, now you have to vote for American Idol.
Yeah, they're already starting the voting process.
And I would say another key difference, which I like as entertainment to watch, but in terms of like singing competitions, when Danny was saying what's the difference between some of the people on American Idol, is not just also the time difference and the oversaturation of shows. It's that there's so much like battle. I stole, you bought, you took.
Yep.
Where on other singing shows, there's not... battle, you could steal, you can get saved.
It's very much industry driven. Like you either got your shot and you lost it, or you got your shot and you took it and you ran with it. I see what you're saying with that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Or it's just like one layer at a time getting peeled away.
Yeah.
I'm so entertained by someone stealing, the judges bantering.
Yeah.
Than I am about what's really going on.
Didn't their bantering kind of be like a little bit awkward yesterday?
Okay, let me talk about the bantering. Like, and we could talk about this too because we both worked at NBC. The bantering is so much better in the taped episodes because it's hours of bantering and then they edit it together and they give you the best bits. Live shows, you get what you get in the 2 hours that it's on TV.
Like
and that's it.
It's like us. It's like not editing.
They're like in there, here, wrap it up.
Yeah, they're like yelling at them like, you have 2 seconds to finish this conversation, you know?
Yeah, like Adam was saying, I think he was talking to Blake and he was like, you're stupid. Like, and it just sounded so awkward and mean. And he was like, well, you're not the sexiest man alive. And I was like, okay, good. You charmed it up a little bit by saying that. But it was so awkward to watch and hear.
It distracts the singing. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. I think it's entertaining to watch as hell.
Lena and Allie, you guys both weren't here last week. No emotions from anyone else. Do you think Blake Shelton is the sexiest man alive?
I wouldn't put him on the top of my list.
I hate to say this. It was one of my jokes. One of my funny questions to Team Adam was,
do you think he is?
How does it feel? I think he's a manly man. I don't know if I would put the word sexiest man alive.
I would not, to say the very least. We talked about this last week.
Like, sexiest dad alive.
He's not a dad. Like, that's the problem. Is I don't think he has any kids. No, he doesn't have any
kids.
He's
a stepdad.
It's hard to explain. I'm not saying
They're not married.
Yeah, but technically he's still a stepdad.
Okay, sure.
I'm not saying this because I didn't meet him, so there's no, like, personal thing. But
you didn't get to meet any of the coaches on the carpet?
No, you get to meet him only on the finale, whatever coach wins. And I see him as, like, a manly man. You know, he acts very mature. He banters the least. Yeah, he makes his funny jokes towards Adam.
He does this.
He's accomplished a lot.
He's definitely very confident because he's won the most.
When he sings, you, like, exude something, but sexiest man alive.
Yeah,
no. I have to say this. So Adam on Team Adam said, I turned around and I looked at Team Adam. Addison looked at me like, I'm not answering this. John looked at me like, I'm not answering this. And then Adam just goes for it. He goes, well, People Make Mistakes, get it? Because, like, People Magazine. So I said, how do you feel about People Magazine? And he just kept going with it. He's like, it's okay, I get it. You know, we make mistakes. And
they
messed up Adam and they gave it to Blake. And I'm sitting there laughing. That's the picture that I showed you guys where we're all cracking up. Because, what was his name? Why am I blinking? John's looking at him like, I can't believe you're answering the question. Addison's like, I'm staying out of this. But literally, Adam just went for it. He's like, no, absolutely not. It should have been Adam.
We haven't talked about one person from last night, Janice Freeman. Mm-hmm. She sang Brandi Carlile's The Story. Okay, she was really good. And I actually have a friend who works on The Voice and, like, always posts statuses about how amazing Janice is in person. I personally, like, think that this wasn't her strongest performance. It was okay for me. I didn't, like, connect to it emotionally the way I wanted to, but that just might be, I don't know. I just, like, wasn't, people loved it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I connected with it. I think her lyrics hit for me, and it was just so soothing to hear her voice, and I don't know, it was, I got the goosebumps. It was one of the best performances, I think, of the night.
Yeah, everyone was saying that online. Yeah. I think I'm the anomaly.
She was bawling.
Yeah.
Not, like, teary-eyed. We couldn't even start our interview, because whoever interviewed, I think it was Access Hollywood, she was in complete tears.
Her makeup, like, wasn't fully done either during the performance. Like, I think she was crying before, during, and after. Like, her lipstick was, like, all over her face.
This performance was clearly, like, something really that hit home for her. Because it's, you know, people get emotional or sentimental when you ask them certain questions. She was straight bawling, like, publicist is bringing napkins. She's in tears.
That would be me if I was ever, like, being interviewed. I just feel like I'd be so emotional.
Well, I mean, some of these songs, which I think is why she had such an incredible performance, is whatever her choice was, it hit home something specific for her.
Was she as sweet as she is on camera?
She's very sweet, but her and
that was a hesitant answer.
Her and one of the other teammates got in a little bit of a... I thought it was a joke. I'm completely laughing.
Question, next question. I'm just kidding, go ahead.
Yeah, it was something...
She hesitated and won, right? Like, I think it...
Okay, one of her other... I'm not going to say which one. I mean, it doesn't matter. I guess people will see. It was on Twitter. It's Twitter's What's Happening, so it's going to be public. One of her other teammates talked about God and it being her king, like religion. Mm-hmm. And she didn't necessarily like that she brought that up in the interview and was like, I'm going to walk off this interview, which I thought was a joke at first. And I'm turning, looking at her nose. She's like, you need to stop.
Was this your interview?
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
And this is me in the middle, like, but I didn't touch up on it because you don't.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
You don't intervene.
Poke.
Yeah.
I just think she was just emotional from the interview before and maybe just very, because everyone has, listen, religion is to everyone else. It's spirituality is individual. I don't think.
And she's been through a lot, too.
Yeah.
So.
And we were missing one more, the song that we opened with. I don't know how we forgot.
But yeah, she is sweet. I talked to her, she's as sweet as pie. It was just the first initial impression was the banter between them two. And I was like, okay, so.
Yeah. We also didn't talk about Davon Fleming. He sang Beyonce's Love on Top.
He's awesome.
Yeah. It was cool to hear a man sing Beyonce's song. Like, I think that when you're covering a Beyonce or an Adele or a Freddie Mercury, for that matter, like, I like when they switch the...
He took a deep breath.
The gender. I thought it was cool. I literally wrote I expected more from him.
Oh, okay.
Because I think, like, I just expected more out of... Because I love this song so much, I, like, expected to love this performance. And I liked it.
I liked it, too.
They agreed. They agreed for once.
I didn't hate it. I didn't. But
did they like him? I don't think he liked it.
I definitely.
She said she didn't care for it either.
Felt it was like fine. This was an ad for an Old Navy commercial.
Oh.
Really?
Where did you get that from? Very, like, you remember the eBay commercial where the girl's like, you can even buy a town on eBay? I feel like this was very cheesy like that. Mm. Oh, but it wasn't terrible. But, like, it worked. It would make money somewhere.
I would hate to be your enemy. I swear to God. He is, like, so
throwing
cruel.
Throwing shade left and right.
He went into detail. Old Navy commercial.
I'm not cruel. We're here. We're supposed to be saying our opinion about these people who are singing.
They all have great hair, though.
He literally wrote, ad for Old Navy in his notes.
It was a little bland for me, too. I wasn't impressed, like, and I'm like, okay, when is this going to be over?
He really is great, but I was just like...
That's what I said, I expected
more. I love the hair bopping.
Yeah, his hair was amazing. I mean, all of them, like, once you get to the live shows, they all look like celebrities. Like, I just, like, want the voice, hair, and makeup team to, like, fix me one time, and I feel like my whole
so
life...
So is it a hair and makeup team?
They do.
Yeah, big totally. Team.
And they
yeah.
have, like, outfit... People, what do you call them? Wardrobe?
Wardrobe. Yeah.
They all outfit people choosing their outfits.
They all looked amazing.
They also could change their outfits like right before the performance. They have like three backups. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Cool. Oh my gosh.
All, like, who was
Can
it
they
that
dress
was
us
here?
For the finale?
Seriously.
Who was it that was here? Sophia, like, had the cool braids at that one point. Like, I want them to, I like literally just once, like, if I could like have one day where I could get them to, you know, fix this, it would be, I feel like we'd all be celebrities.
You don't need fixing.
No, like, I want to just, like, see how good
to
I could
glam.
What the potential is here, because they all look like top-level celebrities when it comes to the live shows. Like, it's the difference between, like, their blind audition and now, they look like different people.
How much, I wonder how much say they actually get.
Don't
well,
they?
John is
I'm
dressed,
sorry.
John is dressed pretty similar to when he first entered in, but
like,
he was,
Noah looks like
they
10
were
years older.
Slaying on the carpet yesterday. I was looking around, and I told him, I was like, we need to change the carpet to a runway. They all looked amazing.
They all do, like, those, like, the Addison, like, in the jumper, she showed up for her blind audition with, like, her little blonde hair and, like, a little dress, and now she's, like, queen and, like, has this big
red
makeup.
Velvet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. And, like, someone like Chloe, like, showed up in that crazy cool, like, avant-garde suit.
Oh my God, yes.
I mean, I don't know. I just think they all look amazing. Okay, so let's talk really quick because we're getting close to the end. Who, is there anyone in the live chat asking anything interesting?
Everyone's mostly just agreeing what you guys are saying. Mr. Honest
thank
said
you.
Davon was meh, so.
Mr.
Thank
Honest,
you, thank
Mr.
You, Mr. Honest,
Honest
being so honest.
Thank you, Mr. Honest.
How you doing?
Okay, but their team is hair goals.
We have to, yeah, they really
that
are.
That hair for all of them.
Oh.
We have to talk, though, about, like, who we think is going to be our winner. Mm. Unfortunately, John Mero can't be the winner for all of us this week like he was last week.
I cannot believe he's not on the show still.
I can't either. I'm so
that's
upset
a shame.
About it. Like, literally, when Hunter got out, I didn't want to watch for a week. That's how I felt when Darby and Walker got out. Like, this is my that moment of this year. John should have won.
Didn't he have a pretty strong following?
I'm going to look. Can you look at
his Instagram? Someone was saying that he had a strong following.
John
Mero. I don't think he did.
I'm curious.
It's Noah who has a very
Noah has like 50-something thousand on Instagram already. And
he probably had like 500 8 weeks ago.
No, that's what's crazy. Like 50,000 for this point in The Voice is a lot. Like once they get towards the end, then they get higher. But like even Allison Porter, who won the show, has only like 80,000 on Instagram.
Wasn't Noah
that's
saying?
That's like so unfortunate.
That's Jordan Smith, who won, has like 100 and something. Emily Ann Roberts, who... I follow all of them still because I've been doing The Voice for so long now. But, like, Emily, who came in second place, has, like, 150, which is, like, a lot. Darby has, like, 80. The Voice doesn't really, like...
Jesus, that's nothing.
I feel like if you win The Voice, like, you gotta push that to, like,
a million.
You
gotta be, like, a million, 2 million.
Like, Lena has more followers than that.
And then you gotta get to 2 million.
Lena, you won The Voice this season. How does it feel?
We have a local celebrity here.
Can I tell you something, though? Noah was, like, in his interview, like, it's my senior year. Like, you're on The Voice. Don't be complaining about missing your prom and your senior year. You're on The Voice.
Okay.
And you have little girls screaming your name.
Bring your date to The Voice and just sing to her. There you go.
That's true.
Ask
her
out.
Let's talk winners. Let's talk winners. Who do you... And if you get... Do you have John's following?
I can't find his Instagram.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's problem number one.
He didn't win.
I mean, regular, it's John and then M-E-R-O, right?
Yeah. J-O-N.
Oh, J-O-N.
Social media is taking over the world, I'm telling you guys.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Is like, if you can't find his Instagram in 2 seconds...
He's at 8,000.
8,000?
That's like nothing.
Let's move on. Okay, who's gonna win, you guys?
I'm stuck, because I like John Mero, so
okay, I'm gonna give... honestly, I'm gonna give Red my vote this week. I think that he is just the most natural talent on the show right now. Like, it's so effortless for him, and so just pure... actual talent that we, like you said, I feel like he's like a lost legend. I feel like he's like a Garth Brooks level talent, and like where the hell has he been? Yeah. So I feel like he, out of anyone, probably deserves to win, and he's like had this long career already. I don't know, he's my vote for this week. What about you guys?
My take is Brooke.
Brooke
is very emotional when she gives her performances, and you can see it on her face, you can feel it in her voice. Like, she's just
I'm going to say, because obviously John was one of my favorites, and I hate saying this because I've heard this all my life and I think it's such crock, is that age does have a factor. Yeah, and I think that Red deserves to win because he is an overall talent. Mm-hmm. Do I think there's other potential where they could be huge stars? I think Noah, no matter what, he's going to leave and Simon Cowell is going to find him and make him huge or something. But I think because Red and how hard he's worked his entire life, like, he deserves to win. I know it's messed up, but the younger ones, they have more potential. They have more time to grow and get labels and stuff. I think that Red overall, because how he came in a full package, just like John did, unfortunately didn't make it, I think Red deserves to win. And I don't listen to country that much.
Yeah.
And I still think he deserves to win.
I'm going to give it to a young one. I've got to say Cheyenne.
I knew she was going to say that.
That girl has these vocals, and I would love to see her expand even more. And just, I want to follow her as she's getting older.
True. I feel like Cheyenne's the kind of person that, like, next week and the week after, if she sticks around, is going to actually keep impressing us. Yeah. And we'll give Ren a run for his money.
Yeah.
I think she's incredible, and that's probably more the genre of music I'd listen to. I just don't know why, and it's not from meeting them. I think Red deserves it.
I feel you on Red because I think he's that person that just never had the opportunity coming up, and here's his opportunity, and why not?
What the Voice
why
is
not
for.
A bigger platform? Should,
yeah,
the only thing that I think is going to be difficult for him is that, like, people get excited with new fun performances each week, and if he's kind of he's really really good but performing like the same similar thing every week, is he gonna gain more and more fans and a following? You know what I mean?
I think he just has that, like, you just wanna hug him, like, he's
so likable.
Like, that's what I see on camera. Like,
every single episode, like, after every single week, like, you have to see something different, as you're saying, like, it just can't be the same thing.
Or maybe people want the same thing.
Yeah, true. But that's why I also think that the younger people do have that advantage of still growing each week, because you're going to see them improving and getting more, you know, experience into it, and people are going to be excited about that. So I don't know. Okay. I see both.
Can I say something about Red, who I always compare to Sundance Head? Red does these songs that are, like, deep country, like, only Blake Shelton knows them. Sundance did The Climb. He did I've Been, like, At Last. Like, he did what I want Red to do. He sang non-country songs and made them his own in a way that I was, like, mind blown. Like, I'm looking at some of his songs because I couldn't remember all the ones he sang.
Well, you know, Red watches us, so go ahead. And
Yeah. Like, I feel like Red.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. He follows you on Twitter and stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Like, tweets at you. I feel like Red, do a song that's going to shock us and, like, go sing.
Adele.
Go
love song.
Yeah. You know what? I would love Rolling in the Deep by him.
No, but
really?
That's what Sundance would do. Sundance, who was on Team Blake and who won the show and who Red reminds me of a lot, and I think Red could win if he next week and the week after starts doing songs that are going to shock us, like Sing the Climb. When I remember when he started singing The Climb, it was similar to, like, John's performance from last week, where I was like, what song is this? Like, I can't even place it because you're making it your own so much, and I feel like Red has the potential to do
that. But maybe Blake is telling him. Okay, so on to your point, I think you're absolutely right. It's either going to go in his favor or against him. But I feel like because country is transitioning so much, that something like him, or not something, someone like him is refreshing to just go back to the old school.
Yeah, it's not like Sam Hunt.
Because his voice is amazing.
I mean, he could stick to that lane, which is what he's
would you
really
stop
good
it
at.
With your, I'm just kidding.
No!
With your lanes. I'm just kidding.
He could stick with that, but I mean, like, he could just, like, switch it up and do something better.
I would love to see him do Rolling in the Deep, by
the way. If you're watching, let's get it. Ali, do you have a winner? Do you have someone that you think could win this one?
I don't know. And every year, it's always like
it's a toss-up.
Never people. You never think someone's gonna make it to the top. So I don't know.
Listen, I never know.
If Red makes it to, like, top three or two, he has a deal with somebody somewhere.
Oh yeah.
No matter what,
I'll
just
really
be happy if
so.
He makes something.
Like, Red should be opening for Blake on tour. Like, Blake should just be like, Red,
that's
you're coming
saying,
with
buddy
me.
Buddies, they're like could be.
Honestly,
same.
that should be the case. Like,
he should be on Nashville.
Nashville's ending. Did you hear that?
Who?
No, really?
Yeah, last season.
I do. That's so mean. I mean, I didn't watch this last season.
Well, maybe that's why.
I want to, like, this sounds really weird, but I really want to buy Red's, like, I want him to have a Christmas album.
Oh, yeah, I could see
I feel
that.
Like he'd be a legend in the Christmas.
What is it in his voice? There's, like, something that's, like,
it's like
I can't explain
husky.
It.
He's, I don't even know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You know who he reminds me of?
It's legendary.
Like, it makes me want to drink whiskey. I've never had whiskey in my
Darius
life. I want to drink a couple
of
whiskey.
He reminds me of Darius Rucker. He sounds like Darius Rucker. Do you know who that is? He sings Wagon Wheel or, like, a cover of Wagon Wheel. You should look up Darius Rucker. And Red, if you're watching, maybe sing Darius Rucker.
Like, I love Brad Paisley because he has such a unique sound. And I feel similar to Red, that Red has this unique tone.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, if anyone wants to continue this conversation, because we're running low on time, Who, where, and...
See? I watch to all you haters out there, she watches Nashville.
But it's going off the air. It's quite sad.
Why is every show getting canceled?
I don't know, because, you
know... Except AfterBuzz TV. After shows are here.
Where can they... any more from the live chat?
Before live chat... is good.
Mr. Honest. Yeah. Thanks
thank
for tuning
you, Mr.
in
Honest.
Thank you, everybody, for being honest.
Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me everywhere at MaiteCrio _.
And I'm Lena Nori. You can find me everywhere at Lena Nori.
And I'm Russell Ray. You can find me everywhere at Russell Ray Silva.
And our guests, where can they find you if they want to catch up?
I'm Allie Bailey. You can find me Allie Bailey _1.
And I'm Dani Golub. You can find me everywhere at Dani Golub. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.